Our reading this morning is from Ephesians chapter 4, reading from verse 1. As a prisoner for the Lord, then I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling you have received. Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to one hope when you were called. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all, through all, and in all. But to each one of us, grace has been given as Christ apportioned it. This is why it says, when he ascended on high, he led captives in his train and gave gifts to men. What does the ascended mean, except that he also descended to the lower, earthly regions? He who descended is the very one who ascended higher than all the heavens in order to fill the whole universe. It was he who gave some to be apostles, some to be prophets, some to be evangelists, and some to be pastors and teachers, to prepare God's people for the works of service, so that the body of Christ may be built up until we reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God, and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. Then we will no longer be infants tossed back and forth by the waves, and blown here and there by every wind of teaching, and by the cunning and craftiness of men in their deceitful schemes. Instead, speaking the truth in love, we will in all things grow up into him, who is the head, that is Christ. From him the whole body, joined and held together by every supporting ligament, grows and builds itself up in love, as each part does its work. May God add his blessing to that reading.
When you listen to this morning's Bible reading, you might think that you're being told to do quite a lot of things. And yes, you are being told to do quite a lot of things. But before we rush off and try to do them, or maybe even think that's not possible, note that word near the start of our Bible reading today, therefore. Paul is writing to the Ephesians and on to us out of what he has just prayed for these people. He's prayed that the Spirit of God will work in their inner being. He's prayed that they will be able to grasp the incredible love of Jesus Christ, to know a love that surpasses all knowledge, filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. And then he praises God, and he says that God is able to do far more than we can ever ask or imagine, because his power is at work within us. So, we're being told that the Spirit of God is in us, the Spirit of God is revealing the love of God to us, and we pray for that. And out of that, and out of this knowledge that God can do so much more, we seek to cooperate with the Spirit. This isn't about us trying to put everything right. This is about us cooperating with God's great plan for the world. We are to make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit that would bind the church together. You may remember that when Jesus prayed on the night before he was crucified, he prayed that his church would be one. I've heard that referred to as the great unanswered prayer. And perhaps Jesus weeps today at the divided, the fragmented state of his church. But today, the prayer comes to us afresh, that we will know the love of Christ, that the Holy Spirit will make his home in us, that the Holy Spirit will reveal the sheer extent of the love of Christ to us. And out of that, we will live a life that is worthy of the calling that we have received. Our Christian life is about us letting out what God is already putting in. Now, we've seen through these Bible readings in Ephesians that the great theme of this letter is unity. This is a broken, fragmented world, But Jesus, in rising from the dead, has set off this new creation. And his plan is to bring everything together under Christ. Ephesians 1 verse 10, to bring unity to all things in heaven and on earth under Christ. And at the end of that chapter, it talks about the church being his body, the fullness of him who is filling everything in every way. That is our task. And we saw a couple of weeks ago that we are here to be a demonstration of what God has started off in the resurrection of Jesus. So there is one body of believers and there is one spirit. So before we go rushing off to try and do some things, let's pause and let's say again, yes, Lord, we want to receive the love of Christ. We want to know the love of Christ that surpasses all sorts of knowledge. And in that, we want to find our calling. Now, sometimes Christian people come to me and they want to know what their calling is. They want to know what they were made for. They want to know what their task is. Sometimes they're looking for something that seems bigger than what God has already given to them. Now, God does call people to specific roles. I believe that I was called to be a Baptist minister. Paul, who wrote this letter, was called to be an apostle. But our primary calling is to live the love of God where we are. To let the Holy Spirit reveal the love of Christ to us so that we can pass that on to others. Paul doesn't say to the Ephesians, right, so-and-so become a missionary here, so-and-so take on that important role. No. He talks to them about social divisions and he says, break them down. Jew, Gentile. We thought about that already. Male, female, master, slave, parent, child. Wherever there is a division, the Holy Spirit is at work to bring unity. And our job, our calling as a church, is to promote that unity. Now, Paul doesn't want these people to be gullible. He says that God has given many gifts to the church, and included in those gifts are apostles, prophets, pastors, evangelists, teachers. Sometimes churches have argued a lot about the precise definition of these words. What I would say today is that Jesus was all five, and that Jesus is called an apostle or a messenger of God. Jesus is a prophet. He talks about the prophet dying in Jerusalem. Jesus is a pastor. The words mean shepherd, and Jesus is the good shepherd. Jesus is a teacher. He says to them, you call me teacher, and you're right, I am a teacher. And of course, he is an evangelist. That word means someone who spread the good news. The Spirit of the Lord is on Jesus to proclaim the good news. Now, Paul draws attention to these people because he wants this church to be mature. Loving everybody does not mean that you believe everything that you are told. And he wants to point them back to the things that matter about their faith. We believe in Jesus. We have been called to love him and to serve him. The role of these are prophets, pastors, etc. is to equip God's people for the work of service. And the aim, guess what? This is Ephesians. Until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God. So Paul sees God's ultimate plan to bring everything under Jesus, and he sees the church as being the people who are showing that within the world now. And he says to these people, listen, learn, pray, practice, so that you grow up, so that you become mature within the faith, so that the one body of Christ, the church of Christ, can work together and grow together. Now, Paul cares here about the growth of the church more than he cares about the growth of individual people. Yet sometimes when we want the Spirit to work in our life, we can be a bit selfish. I was reminded of this week when I was reading something by Richard Rohr, and he talks about his early Christian experience. And he says, he was about 5 years old. I had the sense that the world was good. I was good. I was part of the good world. I wanted to stay there. It was like being taken to another world, the real world. I remember feeling very special, very chosen, very beloved, and it was my secret. He didn't tell the rest of the family what he knew. And then he says, see how my ego was already getting in the way. Brothers and sisters, it's good to have spiritual experience, but don't be jealous of other people. And if God has given anything to you, whatever God has given to you, it's so you can promote unity. It's so that you can say to everybody else, God loves you just as much as he loves me. And no, you don't need a big spiritual experience to prove it. But everybody, pray that you can know the full love of God. We're here for unity. Let's believe in that unity. And out of all that, learn to be humble, learn to be gentle, learn to be patient, learn to put up with one another, and make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace.